This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox. That is Jingle Bells Part 1 by Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir. Anything this choir does with T.L. Barrett is out of control.
How can you beat gospel Christmas carols? You played Like a Ship last week's show.
And, I love that.
This is just, I just think it's wonderful.
It's got groove, it's got feeling, it's got soul, and you can't ask for anything more, really, right?
Spectacular.
Yes. We've got Dragonette also coming up on the show with a song called Merry Xmas Says Your Text Message.
I love this song. This is, we play the clean version because it's radio. And so, but I think you're going to get a sense of what.
Just how dirty it is?
Yeah, kind of. But it's wonderful. I love this song. Yeah.
Martina and Dan have always put out some solid music. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, here it is on the show. Merry Xmas Says Your Text Message by Dragonette. On the jukebox.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I know one day you will stay with me. We'll make it last forever. I hope so. Treasure,
Some a blessing amongst those so cursed. Let me feel the strength of the losers in the race. Let their shadows be like sunshine upon my frozen face. Have men of nations join their hands and feel the love that love demands. Lay down the sword, the war does end, and on earth, peace. Goodwill towards men.
May I
the incomparable Tom Jackson on the show with The Gift. And Tom Jackson is a legend, I mean, a living legend, right?
Yeah, could listen to the guy read the phone book, as they say, and just be rapt.
I admire him very much, and I've seen his TV shows, his movies, listened to him sing for years. He's the real deal. And before that, speaking of the real deal, an original Christmas song by Joey Newick and Brenda Montana called Christmas Together. Now, I know Joey from a little while ago. We were going to write a song together, and then the pandemic happened, and it never really materialized, but I'm sure something will happen in the future. He was nominated for Roots Artist of the Year at the Summer Solstice Awards, the Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards not too long ago. So a really nice song by the two of them.
Absolutely.
And we've got our good friend Lily Frost. We play her on the show, as well as the good lovelies who join her on this original composition called The Three Wise Men.
I love Three Wise Guys.
Oh, Three
right?
Wise Guys.
You know, and no, that's good. That's the whole idea. It's a take on The Three Wise Men, and I just think this has got to be another one of my favorite all-time Christmas songs. I try to play it everywhere I can, and Lily's awesome, as you said, based here in Toronto.
It's a little play on, you know, how guys can get a little out of hand
yes.
during Christmas. Here it is on the show, Three Wise Guys by Lily Frost and the Good Lovelies.
Family, but she didn't want to be alone. So she called up three wise guys she knew for a cool youth party in a hotel room for a swinging evening. We'll be starting soon in a jazzy Christmas time. The first wise guy came to the door bearing gifts of gold. She said, I dig that gold, but I don't dig you, 'cause you don't do what you're told. So she stashed the loot in the hotel safe and said, one day soon we'll go out on a date. But things didn't work out so great for that wise guy at Christmas time. The second wise guy arrived just then with a bottle of sweet perfume. Disguise. He had a great gold crown upon his head and sunglasses on his eyes. She said, what's the deal with you, crazy gnome? He said, I love you, baby. Come back home for the biggest.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The day you're old, set 'em by the open fire, loving you, sir.
I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. This is our holiday edition. That was Sia with Every Day is Christmas, and that is Joe's pick. I did not know that Sia was from Adelaide.
I didn't either.
Yeah, but honestly, Titanium is one of my favorite pop songs.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
And Joe helps us with all of our socials, so if you're looking to have your requests honored, you better go to Julian Taylor's Jukebox and request it there, and we'll get it. Somehow by via Joe.
Yeah, and Joe has also mentioned that there's a song about puppies on that same record that that you should check out. We thought of playing it on the show, but this is Joe's favorite, so we're playing this one.
Awesome. We also have music from John Legend and Kelly Clarkson. They do the PG version or the politically correct version of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, I like this one. It's an updated version. If you know the history of the song, you know, going all the way back to is it Dean Martin or but you know, it's been accused of being it's skirting issues around consent, and so I don't know if you've heard this one, but it's Kelly kind of talking herself into being seduced, and John Legend talking about saying that her Uber driver Murray's waiting outside if she doesn't feel comfortable. So some people hate it. I really like it. I think it's cute.
All right, that's coming up on the show, as well as Crystal Shawanda with Come Back This Christmas. Crystal lives in Nashville, but she is originally from Canada and is an incredible blues artist. She's won a couple of Junos now and a few, or maybe I should say a handful, of Maple Blues Awards, and this song does not disappoint. Also on the show, our good friend Angela Saney, who's been here on the Canadian music scene in Toronto for several years now and is our workhorse. She's always out pushing and playing shows.
And apparently baking up a storm this holiday season.
Yeah, it's about baking. It's called Sweet Combination. And I guess baking is a sweet combination.
Absolutely.
I'm no good at it myself.
Oh, man, I'm very lucky. My wife does Christmas baking every Christmas. And it's a family favorite. And it's an important tradition in our household.
I guess I bake too, but it's usually chicken wings.
Okay, all right. Does that count as Christmas baking? Okay.
If it's on Christmas, of course it does. And we've got a song called No More Tears This Christmas. It's a beautiful song from Brandy Vezina. And actually, I've been talking to Brandy and Crystal about doing a song together and writing something in the new year. So hopefully that pans out.
Excellent.
But here is Brandy on the show. And I hope you dig this song. It's from 2022. And it's called No More Tears This Christmas. on the Jukebox.
Golden as our love grows.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I've gotta go away.
I can call you a ride.
This evening has been.
I'm so glad that
so
you dropped in.
Very nice.
Time spent with you is paradise.
My mama will start to
I'll
worry.
Call the car and tell him to hurry.
My daddy will be pacing the floor.
Wait, what are you still living home
so
for?
Really?
His name is Murray.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.